Anyway, I'll leave it with you. Get thinking while we track down our A to Z of Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. And today is the letter G. So let's go to the Goyt Valley in the Peak District and speak to David Stirling, who runs his own website about the area. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
How's the Goyt Valley today? All right?
It's wonderful. The sky is blue. The sun is shining. It's really nice.
Well, that's
it.
Oh, have you got a dollop, have you?
Yeah, just a small dollop left.
Yeah, just to see. Yeah, that's good, good. So for anybody that doesn't know, where is the Goyt Valley then?
Well, the River Goyt starts near the Cat and Fiddle, which is quite a well-known place, on the road between Buxton and Macclesfield.
Yeah, there's a pub up there, isn't there?
The Cat and Fiddle pub.
Yeah.
It's a lovely pub, but it's been derelict empty for the best part of a year now.
I know.
It'll reopen.
Yeah, fingers crossed. What did you used to go in there as, was it a watering hole for you?
Well, it was. It wasn't the best of pubs, it must be admitted.
Right.
But yeah, I have been in. It was a good stopping off point or starting point to walk up the valley.
Yeah, now what's it best known for, the Goyt Valley then?
Walks, really. People go there. The twin reservoirs were built there. The first one, Fernilee Reservoir, was built in the mid-1930s. And just south of that is the Erwood Reservoir, which was built about 30 years later in the mid-60s. So now it's all run by United Utilities. And there's some really attractive walks going all around the valley, around the twin reservoirs.
Are you a big walker then?
I am a great walker, yeah. I love walking.
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of money on your boots? Because you have expensive walking boots, don't you?
Well, I try not to.
They're very expensive, aren't they?
It's a good idea to buy the best.
Right.
And look after them. Keep them well waxed.
My wife says if you buy it cheap, you buy it twice.
That's very true. Yeah, your wife obviously knows her boots.
Well, she knows everything, according to her. How did he get it... she's not listening, she's at work. How did it get its name then, David?
The River Goyt, goes back to God knows when, but it's the Goyt Valley. It's a stretch of the Goyt right from its where it starts through to past Taxall towards Whaley Bridge, which is a distance of about, 15, 20 miles.
What's the Foxlow Edge burial site?
You've been on the website.
I might have been, young man. I might have been. I am a fully fledged researcher.
Well, it was... I spotted last year a couple of twin circles using Google Earth. And because the ground had been very dry, it sort of showed up lots of old tracks. And there was a couple of circles that I found quite intriguing. So I tried to find out about them and spoke to a couple of experts, but I thought they might be ancient burial sites. But in fact, everybody seems to think they were just sheep enclosures, which isn't nearly so interesting.
It's not, is it? You see, I feel deflated now. I was all excited about a Bronze Age burial site, now all I've got is a load of sheep. What about the Goyt moss mines then? Did they used to, talk me through that one then.
Okay, well, the area is called Goyt's Moss, and it was a big coal mining area. There's a couple of coal mine seams come to the surface around there, and so it was easy in the sort of the 1700s to just simply dig a hole and dig the coal out. It was never great coal to burn domestically, but the grand old Duke of Devonshire,
My friend, the Duke of Devonshire.
He's your friend. I didn't realise.
Oh, just keep talking. Hang on a minute. Let's just do this again because I've. Me and the Duke go back at least 6 months. Hang on a minute. Just mention the Duke of Devonshire again for me.
The Duke of Devonshire? But this was quite a long time ago. This was like in the sort of the 1800s, so not the present Duke.
I thought you meant...
One of his predecessors.
You see, I thought you meant the present Duke of Devonshire.
No.
An alarm goes off every time we mention his name, you see. That was basically what it is. Anyway.
I won't mention the Duke of Devonshire's name again.
Oh, no, don't! Right. Right, what else are we talking about? So the coal mining then, so it was quite close to the surface.
It was very close to the surface when they first started. And then as that ran out, they sort of dug deeper and started digging down into sort of shafts and tunnels and all sorts. But the coal ran out in the beginning of the 1900s. But at one time, there's about 200 coal shafts dug up there. And it was, as I say, most of it went to the Duke's lime kilns above Buxton. They were used to fire off his kiln mines.
So oh,
he used it to burn down limestone into lime. So most of it went there.
The Long White Road, then, is a poem, isn't
it? Long White Road, it is. It was Vera Brittain, who's quite famous in Buxton, the book that she wrote. Whose name escapes me, about her fiancé and a couple of her good friends who all perished in the First World War. And she, one of her husband-to-be, her fiancé, was a bit of a poet, and he wrote a poem about a walk that he took with Vera. We think it was
Hang on a minute. You've ducked that a bit, if you don't mind me saying. Yeah, because hang on, let me read this, because I don't think it was with two friends. The last poem written, Ronald Leighton, was delivered to his fiancée, Vera Brittain, along with his bloodstained uniform. It may have celebrated a walk the two lovers made. I thought it was with two lovers.
No, just the one. just her and a fiancée.
I thought we'd got a story then.
Sorry.
Anything else then? How about famous people then?
Famous people? Well, Pickford, you know, the removal man?
Oh, yeah, Pickford, yeah.
He started up there. There was a stone quarry just a few, about a mile and a half along the Goyt from the coal mines at a place called Goyt's Clough. And he started a quarry, and they actually took quarries, and they're supposed to have paved the streets on Regent Street in London.
Oh, wow.
And they actually took all this stone all the way down on pack horses all the way to London, which, you know, seems a bit of a number. But that's how he started his career.
And then he decided...
innings.
Yeah. And then...
sort of moving houses.
Fantastic. And what about ghostly goings-on, then? I'm looking at something here. Ghostly Erwood Bride.
Yes. A chap just sent me a photo that he'd taken, a sort of slow-mo photo of a waterfall. And suddenly, as he looked at it, he could see a sort of a shape that looked very much like a bride.
Really?
You have to go to the website.
Great-valley.org.uk. And she's on there, is she?
She's on there. There's a picture of her there. It's very good. There's been a couple of people who have said that they've seen ghosts up that way.
Have you ever seen any?
Hall. I have never seen a ghost up there. No, I must be admitted. My father did, but not I.
Right. Anyway, it's been an absolute pleasure for you, to have you on. You are the letter. You are the letter G on the A to Z of Derbyshire and East Staffordshire. I might have to pop up and pay you a visit.
Do. Lovely to see you.
I'll bring some expensive walking boots.
Yeah, and some sandwiches.
Right. Which ones do you like?
Oh, cheese and pickle. Do me anytime.
Cheese and pickle. Do you want the crust or do you want the crust soft?
Oh, no, you're
going to
have the crust on. Keep your curly hair.
Right, OK, I will do. Thank you very, very much. There he goes, David Stirling, and G for the letter for Goyt Valley.